Welcome to Pets Tell the Truth. This program is dedicated to understanding our animal companions on a deeper level. I'm Dr. Agnes Thomas, psychologist and animal telepathic communicator. I'll be your host as we listen to what our animal friends are saying and as we appreciate the way they view the world, their missions, and their spiritual insights. Tonight, the first part of the show, I will talk with my special guest, Allison Bauman, a professional numerologist. The second part is reserved for listeners to call in with their questions. The worldwide toll-free number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Today's show is being brought to you by Garnett Publishing in Cleveland, Ohio. If you have a manuscript that you would like to have published, contact them at www.garnettpublishing.com. That's Garnett with two T's. Or you can telephone them directly at 216-458-6100. They were the people who published my book, Pets Tell the Truth, which is available in bookstores in the U.S. and is also available on Amazon.com. Tonight, it should be very interesting. We will be discussing numerology, and in particular, the numerology of animals. Tonight's special guest is Allison Bauman. Allison is a professional numerologist and has given readings to clients, to corporations, and also gives readings about animals. She has conducted workshops on Sea Angels cruises for the past 3 years, and in 2005 worked in conjunction with an interior designer named Perla Leachy on her book entitled You Too Deserve Beautiful Rooms. In the book, Allison explored the influence of numerology on personal taste in decor. Allison is also experienced in many esoteric sciences, but has found her real mission in life in numerology. She gave me a numerology reading a couple weeks ago, and I was astounded at the accuracy. I had never had one before. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thanks, Agnes. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here. This is so interesting.
Well, good. That's good. I'm glad.
For the listeners that don't exactly know what numerology is, can you tell us what actually it is and what the underlying assumption is?
Okay, well, numerology is the study of the spiritual qualities of numbers. Each number has a vibration as well as a distinct energy pattern. And numerology uses specific calculations to tell you your, more or less, your cosmic code based upon your date of birth and the name that you were given at birth. It is based upon the theory that nothing is by coincidence, neither the day you were born nor the name that you were given. And numerology is founded in the teachings of Pythagoras, basically, who lived in 560 A.D. It has roots in ancient cultures, Rome, Egypt, Greece, China, and it even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. And pretty much numerology is practiced in just about every country in the world. So it's a very old, ancient divination tool and ancient science.
So it actually has esoteric roots.
Absolutely, yes.
You're saying Pythagoras.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow. Okay. In your experience, how accurate is it?
I think that one of the things that fascinated me so much about numerology when I began practicing it was how accurate it is. Most often when people get a reading, they are astounded. It is extremely accurate. It not only helps to define specific reasons of why you are the way you are, what your talents are, but it is very accurate about predicting events in your life as well. It is quite amazing.
The first time I've ever heard that numbers have energy in themselves.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how you got into this?
This is
so fascinating. I know it's been around for a long time, but I've never really known anybody that did it. How were you drawn to it?
Well, when I was a child, my mother was a teacher, and I was an avid reader. And I used to go to the library, and my biggest interest was biographies. I love to read biographies of scientists and prominent people. And eventually, I had a numerology book in my hand. I found it at the library. And although I was like probably 9 or 10 years old, and it probably wasn't time for me to totally understand it, I knew that this book was somehow related to the biographies in the sense that it was telling me why these people, you know, came to such destinies, how they got from where they were born to what they ended up doing in life. And it was that numerology book that I held in my childhood's hand that was somewhat, it sparked the interest. And later, it wasn't until later on in life that I really seriously devoted myself to studying it. And, you know, it is not only a life's work, but it's also a life's passion. I'm passionate about it because I know it's a very helpful tool to help people understand themselves and to learn self-love and also to learn how to unconditionally love others. So I just think it's an amazing tool.
Allison, the thing that really sort of blew me away was that you were able to tell me the karma that I brought with me into this life.
Right.
Nobody ever understands why they're doing certain things. But what you told me answered so many questions I had about my life, why it went the way it did.
Mm-hmm.
You also told me my true mission in this life,
mm-hmm.
and you were very accurate. How do you get all this from numbers?
Well, you know, most people, when they you know, say, oh, well, yeah, I know my numerology, I'm a 9, I'm a 9 life path or something along those lines. But really, when you do a full numerology chart, when you're looking at all the information that's there, it is extensive. It goes way beyond one number. There is so much information. It literally tells you why you came, what your natural born talents are, what it is you came to do. And when you look at how the energy works within a chart, it actually tells you, you know, can you do this easily or will you have certain challenges? Karmic numbers show up in the beginning part of the chart in the core numbers. And that gives us indications that a person may struggle with certain things early on in life, that they have a certain amount of karma that they need to work out before, you know, they get on with their destiny. It is almost overwhelming how much information is found in a chart. And this is all done with calculations. Your date of birth tells you who you are coming in this lifetime and exactly what your mission is. It does tell you about the experiences that are coming along in your life and what's coming up for you. The expression number comes from all the letters in your name that you were given at birth. And this tells you what new experience you came to, you know, something new your soul sought to learn and to experience in this lifetime. And it just goes on and on and on. I mean, the information is, you yourself know, it took me over an hour to do your chart.
Yes, it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Can you figure out a number? I mean, you know, like I told you my birth name and my last name. Mm-hmm. And how do you get a number? How do you add up the numbers, or I don't understand how you get a single digit from all that information?
Well, you know, that would be about a three-hour show, but it's calculations. There's specific calculations for figuring out your life path. Your light, two numbers in the day that you were born that are very important is you add up the month, the day, and the year that you were born, and that gives you your life path calculation. The day that you were born tells a huge amount of information about your natural born talents. And also the day that you were born plays very much into your life path itself. You brought that energy to help you out with your life path, and that says something very important about the day that you were born. Now, the expression number, each letter in your name actually vibrates to a number. So first you take the name and you change it into numbers so that now you're looking at the numerical code of the name. And then from that you do more calculations, adding up the first name plus the second name plus the third name. And there comes your expression number, which says the new experience that you came to do. Your heart's desire comes from just the vowels in your name, and that tells you what the innermost desire is for that person, what motivates them. It is a catalyst for a lot of the decisions that they make in their life. It is not necessarily something that's very obvious to everyone around them. It is something a little bit more hidden. And then the personality number is taken from just the consonants in a person's name, and that tells you what their outer shell is, or more or less what they project to people they just meet, or people's perception of them upon meeting them. And it's how they, the impression they get before they get to know them on a more intimate basis. And that's just talking about the very beginning part of the chart. That's not even getting into the information as far as, you know, the pinnacles, the different, the energy that flows into your life that creates a catalyst for your experience. So, you know, it's calculations, and that's a big, long show if you wanted to do.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Supposing you had a very simple name like Mary Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The letter M would be considered...
Well, the letter M is a 4, okay?
A, four.
A is a 1, R is a 9, and Y is a 7, okay?
So... Four,
okay, so there's a chart. There's an actual chart,
mm-hmm,
where each number, each letter vibrates to a certain number, okay? And
okay,
that's how you do it. So you would add up Mary first, and then you would add up Jones based on what numbers are in the name,
mm-hmm,
and then you add those two numbers together, and that equals more or less the expression number or what they came to experience.
Okay.
It's not... Numerology is not complicated to learn. It's very easy to learn. All you need to do is add and subtract. You know, that's all you need to do. The hard part about numerology is really studying the esoteric meanings of the numbers, the spiritual qualities, and also interpretation, because, you know, you can have numbers in your chart, but how they get along with each other, how they affect each other, tells a big story about that person as well. So, you know, numerology, interpretation is everything with numerology. It's being able to understand the flow of energy and the energy of the numbers and how they act with each other. So it takes a lot of a finessing. And I think you have to, you know, have a feeling for it, really.
Okay. But tell us about numerology and animals. It never occurred to me that, you know, this could be applied to animals.
Sure. Well, animals, when we take a look at numerology and we apply it to animals, most often what you would look at with an animal is adding up the name that they're given and the name that they're called and the name that you use to call the animal or what you've called them. If you have the life path number, the day that they were born, that gives you even more information. But I don't think that with an animal you're going to get into such a complicated chart as you would with a human being. I think you would stop at those numbers. And it just, everything vibrates. When you name an animal, you're just kind of looking at the face, and then on an intuitive level, on a soul level, you're finding the right name that fits that animal. And what you're not aware of is you're actually, when you name the animal, you're actually kind of putting a word to what their vibration feels like to you. And so consequently, the animal has a tendency to vibrate to their name. They act out the qualities of that energy. So.
My animals, I like the Y sound at the end, like Dusty, Frosty,
mm-hmm,
Misty.
Mm-hmm.
I always pick something with a Y sound. Is,
mm-hmm,
is that Y, does that have a special connection or meaning?
Yeah, well, you're a rather spiritual mystic yourself, and the Y is a 7, and the Y represents the energy of the 7. And that energy itself is very mystical, it's very spiritual. There's a lot of insight, wisdom, intuition that comes in with the energy of the 7. So I'm not surprised that you would name your animals with a Y, because I'm sure that they are companions for you and they carry the same energy that you're attracted to. Like draws like. You're attracted to the same energy that you have. So your animals probably have that very same energy.
And my animals are good communicators.
Well, we'd
have to very look into it, and they have a great understanding of higher spiritual things.
Right, right. Well, there are specific numbers. I mean, all numbers, there's no good numbers and there's no bad numbers. There are some numbers that are very, very psychic. And I think this is the one thing that people are, when I do numerology readings, they're most shocked by. People that don't necessarily understand spiritual philosophy or have studied anything, and they're just coming for a reading, thinking that it's, you know, going to be a little bit like an astrology reading, what their talents are or something along those lines. And when I tell them, when I see these numbers that are very, very psychic in their chart, and I say, you know, I would not be the least bit surprised if you've experienced some rather psychic things in your life. And people, you know, oh, my God, you know, like finally they have like an explanation for events in their lives that are unexplainable, the unseen, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is the same thing with animals. There's certain animals, you know, that have are very, very psychic based on the numbers of their energy. I wouldn't be surprised that your animals might have some of those numbers in their vibration.
Are there numbers that are associated with animals that are healers?
Well,
what about a seeing eye dog? What are those?
Well, the energy of the nine is very humanitarian, meaning that it is for the taking care of the weak and the less fortunate. The energy of the six is also very loving, and it also is the champion of the underdog, more or less, or the people that need help. And those are two energies that vibrate very much with love and care and healing and nurturing. So a seeing eye dog, I guess if you know, I would assign that to a nine because it's a very humanitarian, it's a selfless service. But the energy of the six equally is very selfless. But it's more geared towards the home and the family and the children in the general community or in the home more so than a worldwide sort of an energy. So I would probably look for the, you know, healer energy to be in six and nine. Certainly anyone that has the psychic sensitivity to feel energy, such as someone that would have a two or an 11 or a seven, they would be able to feel another person's energy, feel their pain, and they certainly could be healers as well. There's a lot of numbers that have that ability.
We'd like to invite callers to call in and ask about their pet. If you don't know their birth date, Allison can give us an idea what your pet's about just by their name. Please call in the toll-free number, 877-876-5227. This is really fascinating, Allison. I did not know much about it until really I met you some months ago. I had a cousin that does numerology, but I never knew what she was talking about. You know what I mean? I never believe or disbelieve anything.
Right.
I kind of note everything
right.
because I realize there's many ways, and there are no two minds the same, and there are many ways to interpret your world and how it works, and that's how all these esoteric sciences and religions and everything else come into being, because we're trying to understand why we're here, what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and what it all means so we can make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us an example or two about animal numerology readings that you have done, even on your own dogs?
Yes. Well, recently we adopted a stray from the Humane League, and I did a little bit of research, and I did finally get the information of what her name was and also the day that she was born. And needless to say, she was turning out to be somewhat of a little bit of a problem child. She was very withdrawn, very nervous, very flighty. She just was presenting one problem after another to me. And I knew that she was shy. I knew that from the get-go, but I felt sorry for her, and that's probably part of the reason why I adopted her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some days you just have those voila moments, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, oh, my gosh, Allison, just do her numerology. What are you thinking? So I just sat down, and I thought, okay, it's time to look at Pepper's numerology. And
is that her name, Pepper?
Yes, her name's Pepper. Now, what I discovered, first off, is that she's a 22 life path, and that's a master number. And people that are 22s are very, very sensitive individuals, very sensitive to energy. Yeah, very delicate dispositions, and there's actually the only number that health issues can actually be tied into a life path, meaning sometimes they come in not as strong as other numbers, other life path numbers. And we knew from the beginning we had...
We have a caller. Do you want me to put him on?
Yes.
You got it.
You ready for a call?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, hello.
Hello. I have some kitty cats, and I'd like to ask about one special kitty.
Sure. Okay. Please do.
Her name's Miss Wings, and she was born December 8th, and she'll be 5 this Christmas.
So that would be what year? 2001?
2001?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, just give me a second here.
Okay, we'll give you a little...
Okay.
Give you a few minutes here to figure this out.
Okay, no problem.
This is a female?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, one of the things that I noticed first off is Miss, I know you probably call her Miss Wings, right?
Yes.
And that's spelled W-I-N-G-S?
That's correct.
Right. Well, if I was to do the analysis on someone that would be like Mrs. Allison Bachman, I'm going to drop off the Mrs. and I'm just going to look at the Allison Bachman. So the first thing instinctively that I want to look at is why you chose the Wings, W-I-N-G-S. That to me is really something that I want to key in on. When I look at how that comes up, this is all across the board nines. Now,
nines.
It's a nine expression. It's a nine heart's desire. It's a nine personality. This is very focused energy. And I will tell you that nine is a very, it's a number of completion. It actually has all the qualities of all the other numbers, but there's something very special about this cat. There's something that this cat is completing in this particular life. And even it's an actual quote from Juno Jordan, and I'm sure you don't know who Juno Jordan is, but she is considered to be the mother of numerology. She dedicated most of her life to advancing the study of numerology. And Juno Jordan, I recall this specifically from a book, she said any soul that comes in with an all-nine vibration is a very old soul, and they have undertook a great deal in this lifetime. And so whenever I see a person that has a great deal of nine energy or concentrated nine energy in their chart, I know that this is a very old soul, that this is a very mystical, magical, very spiritual sort of an energy, that this is a humanitarian, somebody that's able to have the understanding of unconditional love and compassion. And that's where I kind of zone in with this name for your cat. Now, does that make sense to you?
Yes, totally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Agnes knows this kitty, too, so.
I know the kitty because it's one of my clients. I've talked to her.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a very spiritual. The nine is a very spiritual energy. Like, I've known many people who are nine life paths. I've had the opportunity to work with teachers, spiritual teachers, psychics, mediums, people who connect with to the angelic realm, and surprisingly, they're nine life paths, and they have a lot of nine energy. So that's why, you know, that's a very magical thing about someone that has a lot of nine energy. Quite often, even for a human being, if they have a nine in their expression number, there's a certain amount of genius that comes in with this nine in that position. And the really strange thing about nine people is that they have this, it's almost like they're tapped into the cosmic consciousness somehow, and they're able to wrap their minds around very intricate ideas about spirituality, like quantum physics and things like that. They can explain it. It's always an amazing thing for me to see that sort of energy in a nine person. So I would think that your cat is rather special. Now, the life path of this cat is a three.
Okay.
With an 8 birthday, so 8.
That's the birth date number?
That's coming from the day of birth.
Okay.
So when we have a 3, you know, we're talking about, you know, a very lovable, friendly kind of energy as far as being, how would you say?
Affectionate?
Yeah. Well, likes everyone, likes friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of does the little tricks and the funny things that kind of make you laugh. Adorable would be a real good word for an animal with a 3 energy. It likes attention, for sure, because 3s are stars. They like people to make notice of them. The 8 tells me, you know, I always laugh, because 8 is about abundance. It's about, you know, that this cat will not lack in anything that they need as far as food and toys and care, you know, that they've landed in the lap of luxury, so to speak, you know. So 8 is always a good thing if you're an animal, I think. Plenty of toys and biscuits with that number. So.
Well, that's really amazing. At first, my kitty is the only survivor of a mother cat. She's a shaded silver Persian, and her mother's had 7 litters.
Wow.
And mine is the only survivor, and when she was being born, the breeder thought, here we go again, another dead litter, because her brother came out dead.
Oh, wow.
And so she tugged on the tail, but she broke it off. So Miss Wings, who was named after Monica and touched by an angel, she's in Boston, and she flew out to me in Oregon, and somebody I don't know paid $400 to fly her to me, And when she arrived in the Eugene airport, the camera crew from the local TV station was there to take a picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a happy news story. So she literally arrived to me as a star. And she only weighs 4 pounds, and she runs around, and she looks like a little bunny. And I take her wherever I go, and she's an ambassador for healthy, beautiful animals.
Well, she is a star, so you've got, she's just doing a marvelous job.
Yeah,
because she has that star quality. Yeah, that's great.
Well, that's beautiful. That really, you talked about her spirit and everything you said, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Her connection with the angels is very interesting because when she was transported from Boston to Oregon, I talked with her as she went, and, you know, to make her comfortable on the plane, and also after she came back, and she told me that there were angels on the plane watching her.
Oh.
She's very connected to the angelic realm.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The person who was the breeder, Linda LaCoste, is also very connected with the angelic realm.
Mm-hmm.
And she breeds her cats, which are all silver Persians, for just out of love from her heart to give somebody else the joy that she experiences with her two cats, which are the breeding pair. And I think, wasn't Ballerina her mother?
Yes.
Ballerina had all those litters, but none of them lived except Miss Wings. She's really, she had a hard time getting in here,
mm-hmm.
into this life, but she's just a remarkable kitty.
And
well, she's they would call it old soul energy, you know, old soul with all that nine energy. But she definitely is a very expressive little thing and definitely a star. So I think that's a wonderful story. I love that.
Oh, she's got a mission to do, and Agnes and I know that. So it's nice to have it confirmed, isn't it, Agnes?
Yes, it is. She does have a special mission, and that's private. But it's remarkable that she's even here.
It's
She's
amazing.
Quite an interesting kitty, and of course, I love her to death. I've
What's
never
amazing?
Seen her, but I've seen pictures of her, and I could talk to her all the time. And she's just a darling. She's very uplifting.
Well, that's a really good word to use, Agnes, because the energy of the three is exactly that, uplifting. It makes people feel better being around it because it is playful, it's optimistic. It really cheers people up. It feels good to be around three energy. So that's interesting that you use that word.
Yeah, because you talk to Miss Wings, and it's like, everything's going to be okay. Listen to me. I'm telling you, everything's okay.
She's a cheerleader.
And she goes on her happy little way, and you go, you know what? She's right. It always comes out right, but of course you never know that at the moment.
Right. That's wonderful. I love that.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Very much.
Well, thank you for your help.
And
I'm calling from Oregon, and we'll continue listening to your show.
Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Allison, tell us, do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. It's www.visiblebynumbers.com. I can spell it visiblebynumbers.com.
Okay. And if someone wanted to get a reading from you, what should they do? Should they
email you
through your website?
Sure, they can go to the website, and they can email me from the website.
Okay.
They're more than welcome to email me. My phone number is on the website, so they're more than welcome to call.
Okay. You also forwarded a very impressive newsletter.
We have another caller.
And when I read it, I was just so touched about what you had to say about animals. Can some of the listeners get on a mailing
list? Hello?
We have another caller.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll put them on.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. How are you today?
We're all fine. How are you?
Good. I have a dog. And he was born 12/17/2000, and his name is Dakota.
Wait a minute, 12/17/2000?
Uh-huh.
2000.
Okay, and his name is Dakota. Can you spell Dakota for me?
D-A-K-O-T-A-H.
T-A-H?
Uh-huh.
D-A-K-O-T-A-H. Okay. Got the information? Just give me a little second here, okay?
Okay. And Allison is great, by the way. She is fantastic, not only a numerologist, but very intuitive in her readings.
Oh, have you heard about her before?
Yes, I'm one of her friends or clients. I'm not sure which. This is Maureen.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you?
Good.
Oh, so you're getting a free reading for Dakota, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I want to say about Dakota right off the bat is a sixth vibration as far as the name that you gave Dakota. So Dakota is definitely family orientated. It's a family dog. This is a lot of love, energy, definitely the kind of dog for the dedicated, loyal, faithful family friend. This is that type of energy. At the same time, Dakota, you know, has a little spiritual side to him. He has, he's maybe not so, you know, liking a lot of commotion around him, but basically he's a real family-oriented. Now, as far as his life path goes, you know, he might have a little bit of trouble being disciplined, but basically he's a very loyal energy. And he might very much like things just so, meaning he might like his food given at the exact same time. He might want his walks at this, you know, certain amount of time. He might not be as flexible as most dogs. You might have to introduce things to him a little bit slowly. But mostly what I get from this Dakota is this really wonderful family love, gotta love you, protect you, be around you energy. So does that sound like him?
That's exactly like him. Very protective, very loving, and doesn't like disruption, that's for sure.
Oh. He's very structured. Are you, Maureen, are you saying he's very structured?
Yes, I believe he is, uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a four life path, and they... In that sort of an energy, they kind of like all their ducks in a row. They like, you know, they don't like surprises. They like routine. And they, you know, very practical sort of energy. But they're, you know, still it's a very family-orientated energy, very much so.
He is very dedicated to the family. Yeah, very family-oriented, so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Maureen, for calling in.
You bet.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll go back to your newsletter, okay?
Okay.
Because... can I get on your mailing list for your newsletter, or can the listeners get on? Because you have, you said they come out once a month.
Yes, they do.
I had very nice things on it about animals.
Right. To get on the mailing list, you can get on it on the website. Again, that's www.visiblebynumbers.com. And there's a place right there where you just click, you know, to contact me and just request to be put on the newsletter.
We have another caller.
Okay.
Put them on.
Yes. We have another caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
We're fine.
What an exciting show. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Good.
I have a dog.
Okay.
Whose birthday is June 16th, 2005, and her name is Sassy.
Sassy?
Can you spell Betsy for me?
Sassy, S-A-S-S-Y.
Did she say S-A-S-S-Y?
Yes, Sassy.
Oh, Sassy.
Okay. Okay, so I have S-A-S-S-Y.
Correct.
Okay, and you said June 16, 2005?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just calculate that for you, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're telling me.
You've got yourself quite the psychic little energy there.
Oh.
She is a very sensitive animal. Her life path is 20, so she's a little diplomat. She's a very peaceful. She really needs a lot of harmony and peace around her. She really needs, you know, outdoor time, you know, being in nature. Her name is a Master 11 energy, okay?
Mm.
And in numerology, we have the numbers 1 through 9, but we also have 11, 22, and 33, which are considered master numbers. A person or an animal that comes in with master energy, you know, might be a messenger of some sort, but definitely for an animal, they're going to be quite psychic. So I wouldn't be surprised if she knows the storms are coming or if she feels you and... You know, if you're in a bad mood and unexplained, it seems as though she knows this and, you know, climbs into your lap or something along those lines. She's very in tune to your energy and the energy around her. Does this make sense to you for her?
Yes.
It does?
Yes.
Okay. And
I got her from a high kill shelter in Virginia, and she was 6 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
And she was shipped up to me in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, I have had some problem with her this last year.
Is she real high, or is she skittish, or what?
High energy.
Well, that too.
She is a full-time job.
But don't you think that maybe she's reacting to what's going on around her, maybe?
Oh, you mean my 22 cats? I would imagine so.
You have
Dr.
Cats?
Agnes. Dr. Agnes
cats?
Has helped me in the past with two of my cats.
You must be a good person if you have 22 cats.
And sassy.
Well, she's definitely reacting to all the energy around her, okay?
Yes.
She's just like, she's, you know, when you have this sort of energy that she has, you've got to look at it like she's a sponge. And she's going to soak up everything around her. And this can make her a nervous Nelly. I mean,
yes.
It really can make, I don't want you to rename her. I'm just using it.
No.
It can make her quite nervous.
Yes.
And this is where you might get a little bit of, you know, hyper. See, people that have master energy, people that are very sensitive and very psychic, when they absorb a lot of energy, it does have a tendency to play on their nerves. And it has nothing to do so much with what they're feeling. It's just what they're absorbing around them. So she's probably, you know, bouncing off the walls with all that energy.
Yes, and I took her to a senior center last week to be a therapy dog with them. And it really was quite a trial. And she did just wonderful with them. She was so intuitive in a brand new situation with arthritic hands and the wheelchairs. And she was so respectful and loving towards them. And she didn't mouth anybody with her teeth,
mm-hmm.
which she never stops doing with me. She was just fantastic. And we were invited back as for her to be a therapy dog.
Wow.
So with me, she's super hyper.
What you're talking about?
Excuse me?
Allison?
Well, the 11 is a messenger of some sort. It's very psychic energy. And I said earlier that because one of the numbers that I mentioned as far as healing is a 2, because they can feel the energy of other people. They just instinctively know how somebody else is feeling. So, yeah, this dog probably, you know, instinctively knows what to do.
Do you see anything in her future that I should know about?
Well, if I had a dog like this, I would just let them have their alone time or the quiet time, the downtime. I wouldn't really keep them in a high energy situation 24/7. I would try to give them peace and harmony. I would bring a lot of that into their life. I would trust if the dog is trying to tell you something, I would trust it. You know, the dog would probably be able to sense things way in advance. So, you know, storms coming or whatever it is that dogs do, you know, or cats, you know, they're going to give you signals, and I would pay attention to that with this dog. This dog is very psychic, very.
Being psychic, she is quite difficult because she is reading me all the time.
Exactly, picking up energy, and they can be hyper. I have a dog that is an 11. And he's rather amazing. He can drive me crazy, but, you know, around other animals, he won't. If they attack at him or try to bite him, he just walks away from it. But he's aggressive in other areas, and so he boggles my mind, but I really think that fighting is beneath him, but he will protect. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think he's a wise old soul, and I would just say that Sassy probably has a lot of that energy too. She's probably applying her wisdom and her instincts to situations. You, it's okay to be herself with, but you know, she knows what your energy is. She's just reacting to it. Yes. But I'm sure she can feel the energy of the people that she's working with. I think she'd be a great dog for that.
Yeah, she, which was very surprising to me. It was taking a chance, and I figured I would just probably have to leave. But she was so wonderful that they asked us to come back, and I was shocked.
Well,
that's fabulous.
I know, I was very proud of her.
Caller, just out of curiosity, is Sassy the name you gave her, or was that her name? Do you have any idea if she had a name before that?
Yes, she did.
What was it?
B-E-L-L-E, Belle.
Oh, Belle.
Did
that make a difference, Allison?
B-E-L-L-E. Yes, uh-huh. That was her name at the shelter.
Okay, let me look. Yeah, there's a difference in the energy. And it's really kind of funny. Of course, you have to, you know, I know this is talking about the numbers, but the energy of Belle is 9, which is very high spiritual energy. And the 9 is the number of completion. It means that you're finishing something. So wherever she was before, perhaps with the name Belle, she was completing what it is she came in order to move one step up to the master status, which is the new name. Do you understand?
Oh, my God.
So it's kind of interesting how that works out.
I would imagine there was a reason that I chose her over other dogs that I did have an opportunity to rescue.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be? Why would I have chosen, you know, such a hard road ahead of me?
Well, you know, sometimes there's some of us that have, we pick the underdog on purpose. There's some of us that we have, we know who needs help. And we are loving and generous and kind enough. Our energy, because of our numbers, makes us willing to give up self. To help our weaker brothers and sisters. And I would guess that perhaps there's a little bit of that energy in you where you would be prone to pick the underdog or someone that needs a little bit more care.
Yeah, animals are part of your energy. And they are pointed to you. They're with you in every lifetime in one form or another. And they are pointed to you by the universe. So this dog didn't come to you as a puppy because probably at the time you were not able or were too busy to go through the rigors of potty training.
No, but I got her at 8 weeks.
Oh, 8 weeks.
She was
okay.
In the shelter at 6 weeks when I adopted her.
Okay, so...
So she did come to me young, and we did go through all of that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes.
So, but still, she is part of your energy. So you said you were attracted to her, but everybody is attracted to the particular animal that they get. And it's because they recognize the energy, and the universe has a way of putting those thoughts in your head so that you recognize them.
Well, I didn't quite hear the caller's name, but I will say this much. She's calling a show that has an animal communicator talking on it and a numerologist talking on it, which would say something about the caller that she really does embrace a more spiritual philosophy.
Oh, yes.
And her mind is quite open to that.
Absolutely.
So what better person to put an 11 master energy dog with than someone, because the 11 is spiritual, very spiritual energy, what better person to put them with? So it seems to me right off the bat, the fact that you're calling us, this is the right dog for you.
Really?
Right.
And was Sassy with me in a different life, in a previous life?
Yes.
In another
part
form?
Of your energy. See, souls incarnate in groups. And we have what humans have what are called attractor patterns, which can be measured in a laboratory. And we attract certain things to ourselves. And we always surround ourselves with things that will love us. We'll also surround ourselves with things that will challenge us to grow. But definitely, God doesn't leave anybody without love around them. And so that's why you have all these cats. That's why you have the dog. That's why you have the kind of family you have, the kind of friends you have. And they tend to reincarnate together as a group.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Because
I can apply what you just said.
What?
I can apply what you just said.
So it makes sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the universe really is quite loving. And they make sure that you're never without love around you. Because they know that this is hard for us. Because we don't really know what's going on and why we're here. And it's sort of a guessing game your whole life. But still, some part of our soul knows what's going on. And so we just kind of go along with what our gut feeling is or what our intuition tells us is right or wrong. But at the same time, you know, the Spirit gives us comforters that are around us and that we can help and they can help us to make us sort of stabilized and balanced, and we tend to congregate around the same type of people with the same type of wavelength, and that kind of ensures us that we're on our right path. We're doing the right thing.
Okay. And also having your own personal numerology done wouldn't hurt either, so that gives you an idea of what your energy is, because you're going to attract into your space what you are. So, you know, and even if, you know, for your own questions and things about, you're asking a lot of deep questions here, it might be really helpful to have your own numerology done.
Okay, and you would suggest me going to your website.
Okay. Tell your website again.
It's www.visiblebynumbers.com, and that's spelled visiblebynumbers.com. And, you know, she can read about, you know, what a numerology reading might do for her or answer for her. And it might be something, you know, I always feel with numerology that a person comes to me when they're ready to hear what it is I have to say. It's not the sort of thing that, you know, you just drop in somebody's lap. Usually people are ready for it when they ask for their numerology reading.
Yeah,
so
there's an old axiom that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Right, exactly.
I thank you so very much for your immense time with me.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for this information. It really helps me tremendously.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I will continue to listen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Allison, I have a question about corporations.
Right.
What, you know, they say that millionaires don't use astrology, but billionaires do. I heard that also about numerology, that millionaires don't do it, but billionaires do. Okay, you've done corporations. What's in a
name?
Have
another caller?
Is there any way you can predict whether one name will be more successful
yes.
than another name
yes.
or will have more appealing energy to
right.
the consumer?
Yes. When you're choosing a name for a corporation, you also would want to pick the day it's born, you know, because you certainly wouldn't want to pick something that had a karmic life path or a difficult life,
oh,
you know, something
geez.
More difficult. In the name, how it's received, you know, I can use some examples of personality numbers. There's certain people that fail at things because of their personalities, and there are certain personalities that are more introspective and they're not as friendly. So you really want to pick a name that speaks of success, that has the success numbers, the discipline in it to succeed, all the things, ambition, creativity. You would really want the name of that corporation to express those things and really have a great personality so that people respond to it. You know, we have stars that are on TV and people that we immensely like. Well, there's a reason why we like them. They have a certain kind of energy that draws us to them.
Yes.
Well, you
now
can
we
apply.
Have a, we have a caller online?
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Go ahead. Finish your sentence, then we'll get the caller.
Oh, do you want me to finish?
Yeah, finish your sentence.
So when it comes to numbers, you would really want to look at when the company is born. You would want to look at the name that you give it. You also, you know, energy flows into, you know, you would want to know what energy you're using from year to year. Each year provides you with a certain amount of energy based on the day you were born, and you would want to use that energy every year. There's certain years when if you wanted to write a book, you should write a book.
Okay.
In certain years, if you wanted to buy real estate, you should buy real estate.
Let's get the caller.
Okay.
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? My name is Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
And
welcome
I wanted to
the
talk.
Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to find out about my dog. I adopted her and she was like a couple months old, and she was being abused by another dog, didn't like her there. But I renamed her. Does that have any bearing on her numerology?
I would go with the name that you gave her, because she's going to vibrate to that energy, and you probably, on an intuitive level, picked that name and possibly might even have tried to change her experience that she was experiencing in life by giving her the new name. What name did you give her?
Well, I call her Tiffany. That's the name I gave her, but I call her Tippy now. Her name's Tiffany, but we call her Tippy.
Okay, well, I would go by probably what you call her. And do you, what was her name prior?
Paloma Picasso.
I know.
Now you know why.
Exactly.
First off, you did her a favor. Just kidding. All right, well, no, I'm just kidding on that. But looking at Tippy,
Tippi's her energy is very a free-spirited sort of an energy. She's a very curious type of expression. She probably likes to go places and do things. She probably likes going in the car rides or something along those lines.
You got that. She does.
Uh-huh. You got to be careful not overfeeding her, because when it's a five expression, even in human beings, they have a tendency to be ruled by their five senses, and so they might have a tendency to overindulge little bit with treats and things like that. She also, because she's ruled by her five senses, her sense of smell, taste, and all of that is very strong in her. That's part of her experience. So might want to be careful, like with, this might be the kind of dog that smells something really nice outside that we don't think is nice and might want to roll in it. Or if there's an accident on the rug somewhere, she would go to that and smell it, and this would be the kind of dog that would be more able to have problems with that. But she's very much a little bit of a free spirit. But I got to tell you that also part of her energy is very spiritual. She has a couple of sevens in that comes from her name, and she has a lot of sevens in her name. So I would think that she's quite a little observer, that she likes to observe things, and that she has like a faraway look in her eyes, kind of like she's in another place sometimes.
That's exactly what she does. She looks at us like, like she just stares, like she sees something we don't.
She's probably seeing into another dimension, which many animals can do.
Right. She's definitely very connected to the spiritual, very soulful in that way. She's got a lot of the seven energy. Even in her name, she has three sevens, which P, P, and Y are all sevens. And the beginning part of her name is a two. The T is a two, and what the two is saying is she's very sensitive to energy as well. So I would consider this dog to be quite a little bit psychic as well. But she is a good communicator. She should be a good communicator. She should be able to, bark. She expresses herself. She should be able to.
I had a reading with Agnes.
Did you?
Yeah. Agnes, this is Ginger. We met at iNet's.
Oh, Ginger, yes.
Yeah. So after I read with Agnes, she stopped she used to wet on the floor and then go put herself in timeout. And then now that she spoke to Agnes, she quit doing that, by the way, Agnes.
Oh,
and I had
good.
One
I'm
problem
so
with her.
She's
spoke
a darling.
To her. Yeah. And I got her the bag and carry her around in it all the time now, so she goes everywhere. And she's very good. The reading was very, very helpful.
Good, mm-hmm. good. She was easy to talk to, Ginger, and she's right. Allison is right. She is a very spiritual dog and is very much involved with you and your life path.
Well, as I was listening to the show, because, as you know, Allison and I are friends too, but I've never had talked to Allison about the numbers for Tiffany. I never really thought about it, And as I was listening tonight, which I've really enjoyed your other callers and everything, I've found it very beneficial how this comes about to play, but she adds up to the same number that I am. And then, you were saying, Allison, how dogs, where you track like, tracks light, so I found that very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And she has a lot of teacher energy around her as well, Ginger. For you, you might want to pay attention because she's trying to teach you a little bit, too.
I appreciate you taking my call, and I've really enjoyed your show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks, Ginger.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This is really interesting because it's something that would never occur to you. It would never, as much as I've communicated with animals and I intuit what's going on with them and they talk to me in words and we have this interchange back and forth, it never occurred to me that I could get a numerology reading for one of my cats. I think because I never knew their birth date.
Well.
And I didn't know you could get it just from their name.
Sure. Well, they say more so with animals because a lot of people don't know the day that they're born, that it's the best to just look at the name that they're called, and that does give you enough information. You don't want to overcomplicate it with an animal. You would probably want to keep it to the expression number that comes from the full name, the vowels in the name, and the consonants in the name. And that should give you a pretty good indication of the energy of the animal. But the difference between what you do and what I do is you tap into their energy on a psychic level,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as I see the numbers, I tap into the numbers and what the numbers are telling me, and we get the same information, which I think is fascinating. I think that's really fascinating.
It's really neat that we come up with this almost the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
two totally different approaches.
Exactly.
So somehow we're both connecting with some universal mind.
Mm-hmm.
And other people connect with it a different way as well, like astrologers can connect.
Mm-hmm.
Different types of readers can connect.
Exactly.
But there's some sort of, like Sylvia Brown used to say, there's some sort of a university in the sky.
yeah, cosmic knowledge.
No, she said the universal college. I call it the universal mind, because when you connect with an animal, you're really connecting with everything they're connected. You're connected with the one life.
Mm-hmm.
And it can take you some really interesting places.
Yes.
I like what you said about Sassy, about her being a Master 11. It does seem that she would be wonderful with hospice patients or
absolutely.
As a therapy dog. And she would intuitively know,
mm-hmm.
but I think she would be better on a one-to-one basis, just from what I heard her say.
Well, I think that this...
than being stimulated by 22 cats.
Yeah, that's too much. That's almost like when you absorb energy, anyone that has two energy, which this is a 20 life path
mm-hmm.
dog, so it's whenever there's a zero in this 20 before you reduce it to the two, that says it's very intensified energy. So it's a very sensitive dog, very empathic dog,
yes.
and it soaks up energy around it. So I would just cut down on the stimulation because that can make the dog a little bit hyper and nervous.
Right. Well, unfortunately, we ran out of time.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
And I want to remind listeners to listen to Terry Hatton Thursday night at 7 on Metaphysical Straight Talk. And thank you so much for being our guest tonight. It
well, thank you
very
for having
informative.
Me. Thank
and,
you.
And this is Dr. Agnes Thomas saying good night.
Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.